We're all in this together. A wellness guide from the CNCF Wellbeing Working Group. The ongoing situation surrounding COVID-19 and social distancing is as much of a mental health issue as it is a viral one. With everything that's going on, it's normal to have concerns right now. And to that end, members of the CNCF Wellbeing Working Group have pulled together some common questions about balancing work with our current situation, as well as some resources to help our community ensure their continued mental and physical well-being. We've also included ways that you can help while still practicing social distancing. And while this list certainly isn't exhaustive, we hope that by starting to curate a list of frequently asked questions, resources, and suggestions, we can begin to learn to cope with the mental health aspects of COVID-19 and our new world of social distancing together. I'm feeling a little down today. What can I do to help myself? It's okay to not feel okay. Notice those feelings and give them permission to be there. We don't have to be happy all the time. We're humans, and sometimes humans aren't happy. Don't rush. And enjoy the little things in life, like a good cup of coffee, some fresh air, and life itself. Although feeling down is normal, remember that happiness is a choice and that nothing can make us feel bad without our approval. There's always something to be grateful for. I don't want to complain because I know I'm privileged and others have it worse than me. There's an important difference between complaining and pointing out that you're feeling a specific type of way. While we should be careful not to make this event about us, telling someone that you're feeling a specific way right now is human and normal. What if I'm not being productive at work? Give yourself permission to not be productive right now if that's what you need. This is a complicated time and a lot of us aren't mentally engaged. This is a fantastic time to learn how to get away from the cult of productivity, where we push ourselves to become more productive until we burn out. Step back, take a deep breath, and do something that makes you feel good. What about my boss? I have to show them that I'm doing something, right? To an extent, yes. You shouldn't be expected to be as productive as you normally would. Even if you normally work from home, this is an odd period of time. While taking care of yourself, be mindful that the current situation is affecting everyone differently. Keep in mind that your boss may be experiencing their own stressors. I'm new to working from home. I see all these pieces of advice from people. Will that work for me? Maybe, or maybe not. All human beings are different, and that's what makes us amazing. You can try some of the tips you see, but you don't necessarily have to try them all. Something that works for someone else may not necessarily work for you, though, and that's completely okay. I have someone that is messaging me constantly and panicking. They're inhibiting my ability to take care of myself or to focus. I feel like I'm being selfish to turn them off. You can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself first. Give yourself permission to advocate for your own needs. While it may not be possible to protect the world from itself, it is possible to protect yourself from the world. Put an emphasis on making the right choices by not responding to panic. You may be doing the other person a favor even if they don't know it. I'm kind of lonely right now, and that's totally understandable. If you're in need of social interaction, you could try having digital coffee hours with your friends or coworkers, or you could try reaching out to someone that you haven't in a long time and just catch up. This is a great time to let someone else know how much they mean to you. The important thing is to find what makes you happy and do that. Working from home with my family is stressing. Gone are the days when you were trying to have everyone in the same room, as now they are always there. It can be difficult to find enough time to focus on work or yourself with your spouse and or your kids at home. It's very likely that your family and work schedule needs to adjust to accommodate everyone in the house. Clear communication to your family and your coworkers about when you intend to work and when you intend to focus on family will go a long way towards others respecting your time and your space. I'm concerned about my job status. And that's a completely valid concern. Now is an excellent time to have that conversation with your management. The news is stressing me out. If you're feeling stressed out, it might be a good time to consider stepping away. In the 24-hour news cycle, you can choose to be consciously limiting consumption. Instead of checking headlines constantly throughout the day, have a news checkup in the morning and then again in the evening. Most of the major news we see today, while being interesting, is just not actionable. For example, knowing that the Dow Jones is taking a nosedive may be interesting to us, but it's information that you're likely not to be able to do anything with. At most, the information can be seen as neutral and at worst, harmful. And to that end, updating yourself once or twice a day is enough to stay informed while still protecting yourself from harm. This is all coming at a really interesting time. I was thinking about, insert big decision here. This isn't a great time to make big decisions if you can help it. Provided that you have no time limit for your decision, take advantage of this opportunity to think through any decisions you may be taking without taking action on them. If you do have to make a large decision soon, talk it through with trusted friends and family before acting. Exercise used to be my go-to stress reliever, and now I can't even go to the gym. Consider this time to build your home practice or try something new. Physical practices like yoga and mindfulness and breathwork and meditation can calm your fears. And if yoga isn't for you, maybe check in with your global fitness brand because many of them have pivoted to providing some sort of virtual class. Check in with your local studio or gym and see what they're offering online. Check in with your social circle and see if you can create a virtual challenge together to help stay motivated. Below is a list of mental health resources and many ways that you can help yourself and others. If you have more ideas, let us know. Help build the conversation by sharing your thoughts and ideas with your communities. Together, we can help one another through this challenging time. In any event, keep focusing on the positives in your life. Keep cool, keep calm, and be willing to listen to others. Be compassionate for everyone. And finally, always be kind. Thank you.